Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Error and its tentacles weave their way very subtly among the sons of God. In the same fashion in which one truth is built upon another over time, so error establishes itself as well among those whose hearts grow cold and in love with the religion of the flesh. Those religious ideas that men toy with, which are from their imaginations and not taught them by the Lord, will ultimately destroy them unless he is pleased to deliver them from it. King Hezekiah not only removed the high places which were established by man's religion, but he destroyed the idols which some had been seduced into worshiping. May our prayer be, as William Cowper of old wrote, "The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee." Then we are informed that Hezekiah cut down the groves. These groves appear to be those places where the followers of Baal and his female counterpart Ashtoreth gathered to worship in wickedness. Their worship is akin to the preoccupation with sexuality and immorality which have come to describe our society, and very sadly many among those who gather with God's people. Probably never before in history has it been harder to see a marked difference in the behavior of those who profess to be the followers of Christ and the ungodly. Many who profess to be Christians seem just as enamored with the entertainments of the flesh and the lives of ungodly celebrities as the world around them. How can this be? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We are not friends of this world, and it is surely not friends with us. These reforms that Hezekiah made were quite sweeping and obviously needed among the sons of Judah. But the main thing that Hezekiah did might even be considered sacrilegious to some. Not only did he destroy those idols and places of heathen worship, which were obviously not from the Lord, but he destroyed a symbol that the Lord himself had instructed Moses to make. In fact, Hezekiah showed no reference for it at all, calling it exactly what it was when he labeled it Nehushtan, which is the Hebrew word meaning thing of brass. Just because the Lord ordained something to be used for a certain purpose in one age or time period does not mean that he has ordained that it be used forever in that fashion. Neither is something which he has ordained for one purpose supposed to be turned into an idol by subsequent generations. Many of the children of Israel had been healed of the serpent's bites in the day in which the Lord instructed Moses to make it as an ensign for the people to look to. No doubt there was in it a type and foreshadowing of Jesus Christ the Redeemer, who saves those that look for him. But as time went on, men lost sight of the meaning hidden in the creation of the brass serpent and turned it into a religious relic. Their eyes were turned away from Christ to the brass from which it was made. There was nothing wrong with the materials from which this serpent was made. It was simply brass. But as the sons of Judah forgot that fact, they worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Local churches exist for the purpose of manifesting the glory of Christ's redemption in the earth. They don't exist to perpetuate any sort of agenda, but his glory. They are not avenues whereby one can parade their own ideas before the world to pick and choose the manner, form, and degree wherein they will serve the Lord. Most churches begin with devotion and rejoicing in Christ alone. As time goes on, the working of the flesh causes men to begin to value the outward forms of their religion, and eventually they lose sight that the object of their worship is Jesus Christ alone. They begin to take pride in that which they think sets them apart from others, and they begin to worship and value their forms and traditions, thereby turning these forms into idols, which ultimately must be destroyed in order that Jesus Christ alone might be exalted. Any church on earth which does not exist for the simple worship of Jesus Christ as the Lord of all has either outlived its usefulness or was never a church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the first place. A true church has no other message but Christ. It seeks the exaltation of none but Christ. Its primary goal is the magnification of his name in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who has purchased eternal redemption for his elect with his own blood and is now seated at the right hand of his Father in the heavens, from whence he will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all who know not God.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.